Today's daf is Bechoros daf Nun He. As we continue in this last week of Maseches Bechoros in Perek Meiser Behema, and we are on the Mishnah on Nun Dalet Amid Beis. Says the Mishnah, Meiser Behema, Mitztarev Kamalo Regel Behema Roe. As we started to discuss last week, Meiser Behema is a mitzvah, Bein Ba'aretz, Bein B'chutzlaretz, the Mishnah Sana Daf Nun Gimel. It applies to all chulin animals. We spoke about it can't be done from Chadash to Yashin, Yashin to Chadash. Some types of animals can be done together. That was all a little bit yesterday's daf. And today we talk about what is considered a tziruf for Meiser Behema. If somebody has animals in two different cities, is that enough of a tziruf? Let's say he has five animals in one city, five animals in another city. We know Meiser Behema, the chiyuv is only when there are 10 animals. So what is called a tziruf? What are the measurements? So the Mishnah says, Meiser Behema mitztarev kamalo regel behema roe. As long as the shepherd can walk and take care of the animals together, that is good enough. As Rashi says, Kefi shir shahabehema misrachekas v'holechas kishihi roeh. Dehainu tez zayin milin. As much as the one shepherd watches and the animals go out and graze, so in that way, that is enough. And that's considered 16, that's assumed to be 16 mil. 16 mil is the amount that the animal goes out and grazes, and as long as the animals are within that amount of area, so that's considered one for Meiser Behema. V'kami hiregel behema roa tez zayin mil. Hayu bein elu le'elu lamed beiz mil, ein mistarfin. If there is 32 mil between them, it's not mistarif. The Gemara is going to ask, what's that line talking about? What if there's 31 there? I'm mistarif, we just said 16. So what do you mean 32? That's double. So we'll talk about in the Gemara what that means. Hayu lo ba'emsa, if there is something in the middle, so we will see if there's a sheep in the middle, if there's a row in the middle. Maybe you ma'asran ba'emsa. So you bring them and you can be ma'asr ba'emsa in the middle, and it can work because that's enough of its syrup as long as you have that middle something, which the Gemara will talk about, to be mitzarev the outside. Rabbi Meir, it is diameter. Meaning of what?
16 to 16.
Well, we'll see. Going out, yeah. Let's say they have a radius of it. We're going to see what the Gemara says. If there's something in the middle, you have 16 going out from the middle each, and the 32
right,
altogether.
That means that the
could be a 16 radius.
The first sheep is on the edge of the 16.
Right. It could be, as we will see, it could be a diameter of 32. It could be a radius of 16, as we'll talk about exactly what's being mitzarif in the middle. Rabbi Meir Omer Hayardein Mafsik L'Maisa Behema. Rabbi Meir says the Yardein is Mafsik. Just like there are halachas of being Mafsik for Peya, as the Mishnah is saying in Mesechas Peya, so there's halachas of Hefsik for Maisa Behema. So the Yardein is Mafsik. We will have to see exactly why that is. Why is the Yardein Mafsik? Says the Gemara, Mino Hanimili, how do I know that the shear is 16 mil for Meiser Behema? So Amar Rabba Bar Shela, to Amar Kra, Ode Ta'avorna Hatzon Al Yidei Mona. The sheep will pass Al Yidei by the hand of the Mona, the counter. So you see, the counter is what keeps the sheep together. The Kim Lehul Rabbanon, the Shitzar Mil Kashalta Be'ena Deroa. 16 mil is what the roeh could see, and therefore that's as far as he will let them go out. More than that, he won't. That's as far as they graze. That's considered tzira for Meiser Behema, because you see, that's what's considered one herd, shoulder bein of the roeh. Yes, we know going up and down S20 amos is shalta ba'ina. Right, we know that from Mavui and Hanukkah, right, 20 amos, and the brothers throwing Yosef into the pit. But that's 20, that's up and down. But I guess going across, it is 16 amos. That's as far as he would let. There are other halachas where we talk about 16 amos being crucial. Rav Moshe has a tshuva in terms of how close one has to be in terms of doing kriya.
Amos or mil?
Sorry? Mil, I'm sorry. Amos, mil, I'm sorry. Yeah, mil. So the 16 mil is considered going across for animals to be able to be seen, right? 20 amos up and down for Shalta Be'ena for the other halachas that we mentioned, but 16 mil out for sheep, that would be okay. There are other halachas where 16 mil comes up. Rav Moshe has a tshuva in Arachayim Chela Gimel Simin Pehei. If somebody lives within 16 mil of the Makom HaMikdash, Does he have to tear kriya, which hopefully we'll get back to that halacha a little later. There are other halachas. If so, the Betzalel Chachma has a tshuva, Chelek Gimel Simin Mem, about somebody who lives within 16 mil of a Beis HaKfaris in terms of saying the bracha on a Beis HaKfaris, Asher Yatzar Eschem Badin. Okay, there are different halachas that have to do with 16 mil, but a lot of it comes from here, from Meiser Behema. Weiter. Hay ben elu le elu shloshim v'shnayim mil, em estarfen v'chulu. The Gemara then said, if there are 32 mil, then that's too far. But less than 32 mil is enough of its here. So the Gemara says, 1 second, we just said 16 mil in the previous line. Shloshim v'shnayim mutein mitstarfin. Habatzer mehachi mitstarfin. 32 is not mitstarif, but less than that is mitstarif. Vaktani tezayin mil tfeilo. We just said 16 is the shear, not more than that. So how could you suggest there's more is going to be mitzari for Meiser? Mishum tekaboi lemisni seifa. It's really a lead in to the next line of the Mishnah. Really, if you just have two different areas of animals, that's 16 mil. That's what you need in between. But if you have something being mitzarif ba'emsa, so then you'll be able to stretch that even more. In other words, hayulo ba'emsa, mevi umasrin ba'emsa. If you have ba'emsa, if you have something ba'emsa, let's say you have an animal ba'emsa, so then you could be mitzarif the outer ones, even if the inner one is as long as the inner one is 16 mil from the outer ones, so then altogether it could be 32, and you could be mitzarif them for Meiser Behema. V'kama, how many has to be in the middle? How many have to be on the outside and ratio to the middle? So, machlokas, Rav and Shmuel. Amar Rav, chamesh mikan, v'chamesh mikan, v'chamesh me'emsa. It's got to be five on each side and five in the middle. What's the importance of that number? It's not literally, it is five and five, but it doesn't have to be literally that. The point is that it has to be enough that the middle and any one of the sides can be mitzari for their own chiyuv. You have five in the middle, five on the side, so that's 10. So once you have that, so then you can be mitzari for the other side. But if you don't have even just going to one side, within one area of 16 amos, you don't have 10, that wouldn't be good enough according to Rav. It's five, mikan, v'chamesh be'emsa. Tahani chamesh, v'chazi lohacha, because those five can be mitzari for this side or for that side. So as long as you have one side that can be a chiyuv by itself, so then that could also bring in the other. So you go Rashi. Rashi has an important ha'ara, six lines from the bottom. Hey mikan ve hey mikan ve hey ba'emsa mitstarfos umivion l'toch dir echad umasron. You can bring them all in to one deer, one area of grazing, umasr nebi maasr them. V'chamesh hanosaros bedir mitztarfos l'goran acher k'shivoldu lo otzloim. Rashi's bothered, so you have 15. So how is that going to work? The other five, I have 15 altogether, so the other five are considered mechuyav in maasr, and you have to wait until another five are born, and then be maasr them, right? Mitztarfos l'goran acher k'shivoldu lo otzloim. Goran is a time period when the animals have babies. Avali havi hanach ditzad ha'achas kerovos lam soyas betok zayin tezayin mil v'osa shebeside tzeni rechokos yosim tezayin mil. But what if the other five aren't even mitztarif to the middle? What if we have five and five that are close to each other within 16, and the other one are 20 mil out? So what is the halacha of those? Osan harachokos peturos legamre. Those you don't have to wait. That's not even in the parsha, in the world of Meiser Behema. Venatzrichos lahamtin anshivalilo otzloim lesarif legoran acher. Remember, the gorans aren't really mitzarif to each other unless there's a reason telling you to. So let's see if you have 15 animals born at one time. So they're all mechuyev. You choose to put 10 through the gate. Okay, you choose to put 10 through the gate, but the other five are within the world, within the parsha of Meiser Behema, so you have to wait, and you can be mitzarif them. But if you have five that are alone, five that have nothing to do with the other ones, and then they weren't in the chiyuv, in the state of chiyuv now, so the chiddush of Rav is, according to Rashi, that you don't have to wait, you can just use those right away, even without waiting for another five to be born in the Goren Haba'a.
I understand. So, if a person has 15 in one corral,
If you have 15 in one corral, so those, so you have to, the other five you have to wait for the Goron Acher. If you have another one that year, if within that year you have another more born, so then you have to wait and be right then.
With the other five that are left over.
But the other five that are Osaris, that the Chiddush here is that if you have one set born according to Rashi, then as long as it's not within the Chiyuv settings, then you wouldn't have to.
You get another five on the way other, on the other end of
I'm saying, but that would be a Goron Acher. According to Rav, you go by when they are born, that time period, that Goren. There are different Goren. There's Goren of Elul and the Goren. So here, if they're not within the world of being Mechuyevs, then you would not have to wait for the Goren. You have to think about the Svar, but that's Shitas Rashi. That's Shitas Rashi in Rav. Shmuel says, Ushmuel Amar, Afilu Chamesh Mikan Vehechei Mikan Ve'echad Be'emsa. No, Shmuel, you don't need a tziruf of chiyuv for the middle to one side. As long as all together, you have five on each of the sides and one in the middle. Shmuel says, you can be mitzarif with all of them. Chazid on the roe, Keman Dekai Hacha, the Karina Be'mone. You see, view it as if the roe is in the middle, and he could call his sheep from all the sides. And therefore, they can be mitztarif all for one. Meisve says, "Machlokas Rabbi Shmuel, what is required for the tzirif?"
According to Shmuel, then what's the? If you, beginning of the Amar, use that same pasuk mona to say that you have 16.
According to Shmuel, so this is 16. According to Shmuel, this would be called 16 because you have the row in the middle, and he could call 16 in each direction, as long as the row is in the middle. So that's enough. He's the mona. He's the Mona, and he goes 16 out. The Pasuk was just saying that he calls 16 out, but Shmuel's Chiddush is that he could call 16 out on each side, and he can be Mitztari if even the animals themselves are not near each other. As long as there's one in the middle that the row is taken care of, that he could call out to the sheep on either side and be Mitztari if them. Meisve says the Gemara, Hayalo Chamesh Bakfar Chananya. The Chamesh Bekfar Osnai, you have five in each of these kvaros. Ein Mitzarfas Ashiolo Achas Bitsipori. These are all up north, in the Tveria area. So, as long as you need one in Sipori, that would be good enough. So, it's you have to the Rav. Says that Akash on Rav. Rav says you need five in the middle. Shmuel says you need one. So, Achtus. Tirgam Shmuel Aliba the Rav. Shmuel answers for Rav. Shmuel could just say, I'm right, but. Obviously, it doesn't. Shmuel answers for Rav. Kagon, Shahayu. What's the case that says one is enough in the middle? Kagon, Shahayu, Teisha Mikan. V'teisha Mikan, V'echad Be'emsa. Right, this is not going on the first line. The Brisa sounds like it's talking about one case. So you have to add on, really, five and five is one case. And until you have one in the middle, so you have to basically Chesurim Echstra. What's that talking about? Where you have nine on a side and one in the middle, that's Mitztarif. Tahi, Chazi Lahacha, V'chazi Lahacha. That's how Rav would have to understand this line of the Brisa. Amar of Papa, Ulishmuel Afila Romitzarfun. Shmuel says, not only is one enough in the middle, even zero is enough in the middle. If you just have the roe, you just have the shepherd in the middle, so that itself can be mitzaref the animals on the outside. Va'afilu kalev shel roe mitzarfun. Even the kalim of the roe, even if he's not there, let's say he went to the store, went somewhere, and he left his kalim there, his staff, whatever else he uses to lead the sheep, that it also can be mitzaref according to Shmuel. Boy, Ravashi, what about the kalba de roe? My, what about the dog? You see the sheep, sometimes you have dogs that keep them in line. So is that good enough? If you have the dog of the roe at this spot, what's the suffix? My. Kiva de karile va'asi lo mitztarfi. Do we say that since the roe could go be somewhere else, call the dog and the dog would have to leave? So the roe doesn't have any specific connection to this spot. So therefore we wouldn't call this spot the mone spot, and we wouldn't be able to be mitzarif. Odilmano, zimnim de loasi, umitztarech ilumazel, vaasia. Sometimes dogs aren't the most obedient, and the roe will have to come to this spot and deal with his dogs. Therefore, it would be a tzirif. That would be a good thing in terms of tzirif for maisa behema, teku. So we don't have an answer to that question, whether the dog of the roe would be mitzarif. So I'll have to put it on the list. Eliyahu Navi, what about the kelev haroe? Good. Vait, do we continue?
Are you trying to establish, are they one herd?
Because
if it's one herd, even if he's not physically there, it's still one herd.
So the question is, what's the lundus? The lundus is how do you define seer from Isa Behema? Is it the herd, or is it the focus more on the roe, how the person did in the gavra, how he deals with this group? Is it that his nahagus, his behavior is dealing with this as one group? That's how you determine ma'aser behema? Or do you say, no, nothing to do with the person. It has to do with the animals. As long as the animals can be viewed as one herd. So that might be how flexible you are in terms of what Shmuel would allow. Right? Just his staff. And once you get further away from the roas, then you just go by the herd itself. That might be Rav Shita. Rav says you go by the herd. You don't go by the roa. And the herd, you need 10 within 16 amos. Right, that's the 16 mil. Right, that's what you would require. That might be the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. Okay, so Rav Meir Omer, Hayardin mafsik lemaiser behema. Rav Meir says that the yardin is mafsik. So why is that? So Amar Rabbi Ami, lo shanu ala she'en sham gesher. Rami says the yardin is mafsik only if there's no way to get across. There's no bridge. Aval yesham gesher, gesher mitzarfun. But if there is a gesher, then the gesher would be mitzarfun. Alma mishum de lo mikravin hu. You see from there the fact that the reason why Remeir says his chiddush is not a din, a special din in Yardane. No, it's a din if you can't get across. If you can't get across, they can't be mitzarif to each other because they are viewed as a two. So meisve hayulo bishnei evrei hayardane. If there are animals on two different sides of the Yardane, o bishnei avtilaos, or in two different avtilaos, Rashi says these are afarchios, provinces or governmental areas. Shnei avtilaos kigon shel nomer v'nemori, like these two examples. Ein mitstarfin. These cases they're not mitstarif, even though they're very close to each other. They're even within 1 mil of each other. But they're separate entities, and therefore they're not mistarif. Vein tzarech lomar, chutz laaretz v'aretz. I don't have to tell you, chutz laaretz and aretz. If these two, which are so close, are not mistarif, surely chutz laaretz and aretz would not be mistarif. So the Gemara says, 1 minute, chutz laaretz v'aretz, kimakom sheish gesher dami, there's always people going back and forth. Like the Gemara talks about at the beginning of Gittin, shayaros mitsuyos, viktani lo mitstarfin. And it says they're not mitstarif. Right? So, Why not? According to Rabbi Ami's explanation of Rabbi Meir, the issue is, can you go from one side to the other? So here, by Chutz Laaretz and Aretz, it should be Mitzarif. So answers the Gemara, Ela Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba Amar Rabbi Yochanan, it's not based on Rabbi Ami's Svara that, if there's a bridge or not, and if there's a bridge, it'll be okay. No, it's not. That's not the issue. That whether you could get there or not. It's a special pasuk. Zeres hakasuv. Hayno time with Rabbi Meir. No, the reason Rabbi Meir is da'amar kra v'hayardein yigvol oso lefas kedma. The Yardane will act as a border on the eastern side. So you see, the Yardane is a border. You see, it's a gvul. So that's going to be a gvul not only for Nachla. It's going to be a border for Ma'aser Behema as well. And therefore, Rabbi Meir, it's not based on a svara. It's based on a pasuk. Stop there for a minute. Again, it comes up Derech Agav here, but this is a very important makkah related to it. And that is, if you look in the Pasuk, what did the Pasuk say? Two sides of the Yardane, and surely Aretz and Chutz Laaretz. Is Eber Yardane considered Eretz Yisrael? That is a big topic, comes up in various places, but this is one of them. The Gemara seems to say that it is an actual Eretz Yisrael. Right, the fact that if it's on two sides of the Yardane, and surely Aretz and Chutz Laaretz. Right, so obviously Eber Yardane is not considered Chutz Laaretz because it's the contrast. The Rishonim a little bit deal with it. The Achronim really flesh it out. But the Gemara Masechta Nedarim Daf Chav Beis. The Ran has an important comment related to it. The Gemara tells a story there. Nedarim Chav Beis. Ula, b'meiskel Aretz Yisrael. Ula was on his way to Eretz Yisrael. Islavulei trained b'nei Chozoi b'hadei. There were two people from Bechozoi, right, that were traveling with him. The fake Rashi there says Yehudim Hayu. You know, in the Darim, it's not really Rashi. That's why it says Rashi on top. It never says Rashi on top. But it says Rashi on the top of the inside of Masechta Nedarim because we assume it's not really Rashi. It's a Talmud of Rashi. So Ula was going up and he was traveling. So Kam Chad Shachte Lechavre. One of the people traveling with Ula killed the other one. Amalei Leula, Ya'us Avdi. Says Amar Lei, did I do well? So obviously Ula is somewhat scared. Amar Lei in Upar Lei Beis Hashchita. Yeah, finish the job. Somewhat strange. That's what Ula says. Ki Asul Kamei Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Lei Dilma Chas V'Shal Machziki De Ovri Avera. Ula asks Rabbi Yochanan, did I Did I? Was I messiah of them? I didn't know what to do. These guys were, one guy murdered the other one, and he like turns to me. So what was I supposed to do? So Amale Nafshchei Tzalter. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, you saved yourself. Don't worry about it. But now Katama Rabbi Yochanan. But Rabbi Yochanan then says, Michdi Ksiv V'Nasan Hashem L'cha Sham Lev Ragaz B'Bavel Ksiv. Rabbi Yochanan says these things aren't supposed to happen in Eretz Yisrael. Right, so how could, based on the pasuk, how could this have happened? Amar Leisula answers, Hahu Shaita lo avrinan yardana. I didn't cross the Yarden yet. And therefore, that pasuk could still be true. What does that mean? Rashi says, it's on the printed on the Adolf, Hahu Shaita lo avrinan yardana, ve'eber ha-yarden lo niskadesh lahavoas ha-omer ulamiksas kedushos. That's the Ron there in the Darim. Eber Yarden is not fully Eretz Yisrael. There, from that Ron, it sounds like it is Eretz Yisrael, Agavi, many halachas, but for certain halachas, it's not, and that's good enough for this. But that's the Ron over there in Nidarim Daf Chav Beis. Again, the Tash Beis has a long tshuva where he talks about it's Vat the Eretz Yisrael, the Achron and the Mishnas Yavetz. Rav Zsolti, contemporary, has a long discussion about what is Eber HaYarden, Bisman Hazeh, where we assume that Moshe Rabbeinu was not buried in Eretz Yisrael, and he was buried in Eber HaYarden. And yet, Reuven, Gad, and Chati, Shiva, Menashe, there is some type of status to those lands, different than the rest of Chutz Laaretz. The Shvatim got Nachla there. Eber Yarden is a fascinating topic to research. Maybe we could have a shiur about it, relating to what is the status. And besides Eber Yarden, you have the other areas. What about Eilat? What about other areas surrounding Eretz Yisrael on a Daraisa level, we're talking. On a Darabanan level, Chazal, could be, say, Surya, and all the other areas, Kibush Rabim, or Kibush Yachid, they could be included. But on a Daraisa level, what has a status? So that is this discussion of Eber HaYarden by the Ron there in Adarim, and by Argamar, the Diak and Argamar, that it is different than Chutz La'aretz. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, so the reason for Rabbi Meir, according to the second view, Rabbi Yochanan says the reason for Rabbi Meir that he says Yardin is mafsik for Maaser Behema is because the pasuk in Yehoshua calls it a gvul, calls it the eastern gvul. Hakasav asa'o gvul b'fnei atzmo. The pasuk made it a gvul by itself. What do you mean gvul b'fnei atzmo? Rashi here says b'sefer Yehoshua b'gvul echad min hashvatim. It's a gvul of one of the shvatim. Shimon Kabetzah seems to be bothered what Rashi couldn't look it up and tell us which shevet it is. It's the gvul of one of the shvatim. Shimon Kabetzah just says it's gvul binyamin. If you look at the, read it inside. So, unclear why Rashi says, but gvul echad min hashvatim. Okay. Ella meyata, continuing.
So that a gesher would not help.
That a gesher would not help, correct. It's a din of Yarden itself. It doesn't matter if you can get by or not. Yarden is Yarden. Even if you have a gesher from one side to the other side, it's still not going to be a connection. Gesher's not going to help. So again, is that totally on the two understandings we said? Is it about defining a herd, or is it about a roa being mitzarif them? It's about defining a herd. It could be. It doesn't matter if you can get from one to the other. They're on two sides of the Yarden. They're defined as two herds. Mashenkin, if you say a bridge makes a difference, then maybe it's more than in the Gavra. Can he take care of one herd, some over here and some over there? Could be that's dependent. So the Gemara says, 1 minute, you're telling me that everything that's called a gvul should be a separate border for this halachas, ela me'ata, v'tar ha-gvul, v'ala ha-gvul. Talks about how the gvul of the different shvatim go up and they curve, ha-chanami, ha-kasav asa gvul b'pnei atzmo. Just say every herd of animals in different shvatim's lands is different from Maaser Behema, because it's also called a gvul there. So what does it say? No, shiny hasam, to amakra, Zos tihiyah lachem ha'aretz l'gvul l'aseh ha'saviv, kula eretz Yisrael gvul echad hi. No, you're right, every shevet has its gvul, but then the pasuk is mitzaref, all of Eretz Yisrael to one. All of Eretz Yisrael to one. Since regarding certain halachas, all of Eretz Yisrael is viewed as one, regarding other halachas is viewed separately. We've discussed in the past, even Yerushalayim specifically. Sometimes Yerushalayim, the Gemara says, Yerushalayim lo nischalka l'shvatim, they were in Baba Kama and elsewhere, Yerushalayim was not split up, and yet we also know that Yerushalayim was split up. Right, Yehuda and Binyamin. We know the border went right through the Beis HaMikdash, and the southeastern corner of the Mizbeach didn't even have a Yesod, because the entire Mizbeach had to be in Binyamin. Binyamin Zev Yitrof. Right, so he was compared to a wolf, because the Mizbeach ate up all the karbanos like a wolf eats its prey. So we know it was split up. So we mentioned in the past, Rav Shechter's thought in his Sefer, that maybe there's a difference between on a Dini Mamonis level and Isser V'Heter level. There's two levels of the Kedusha's Eretz Yisrael. So here, in a deeper sense, all of Eretz Yisrael has separate Chalakim, but obviously is viewed as one Nachla. So Ihachi, if it's true that we put everything together, Yardin Nami, so Yardin also, the Yardin should also not be a Hefzik, because everything is viewed as one. No, as Eretz Yisrael. As Eretz Yisrael, including the Gemara is assuming, including in this, right, in the pasuk in the end of Bamidbar. So, Eretz v'lo Yarden. No, Eretz is Ligvulo Seha. Eretz Ligvulo Seha, and Yarden would not be Ligvulo Seha. Period. Fine. Next. Bishlam Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. According to the second understanding of Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Haidu Dukhtani Yarden, that's the emphasis of Yarden in the pasuk, or in Rabbi Meir. Correct. As we'll see in a second. Ela Rebbe Ami listening who lekulu naharos. Right? Let's say, why don't you include all the rivers? Right? Why it's not a din in Yarden, it's included in, it's anything that is, maybe you can even include a forest. You can include anything that would sort of, would be mopsik. So Kasha, you're right. It's a problem. It's a problem. The Bach adds in a couple of extra words here also. Maybe it's a Kasha on the others too. Either way, Kasha. Kitanoi. Maybe really this issue is a machlokas tanam. What issue? Rashi says, Yardin chashuv eretz kinan velo yafsik, olo. Whether the Yardin is a hefsik or not. Maybe this is a machlokas tanoim. Our issue, maybe the issue of Ever HaYardin is a machlokas tanoim. So, what's the machlokas? Ki atem over mesa Yardin eretz kinan v'chulu. Eretz artsa eretz kinan velo HaYardin eretz kinan. Div Rebbe Yehuda ben Beseira. Pudim and Maseir says maybe only the Aretz. Rishim Bayachai Omer, Harei Omer, Me'eber Liyardain, Yerecho, Kedma Mizracha. Ma Yerecho, Eretz Kinan, Av Yardin, Eretz Kinan. Right, they're put together in the Pasig, Yardin next to Yerecho. Period. So maybe it's a machlokas tanoim. How do you view it? Do you include Eretz or even comparing it to the Yardin? Period. Amar Rabba Barbarchana, Amar Reb Yochanan. Couple of lighter lines. Ein Yardin Alubesi Recha Ulamata. What does that mean? It's only called the Yardin from Yericho south. Pashtus, Rishonim Yerusu, this is Yericho, like we know Yericho. Right? A little northeast or so of Yerushalayim. So Yericho. So it's only the Yardin south of Yericho. What does that mean? So Rashi says, above Yericho, the Jordan is fed by other water sources. And therefore, at that time, you don't view it only as Yericho. Maybe it's connected, especially in earlier times. We assume there was much more water coming down from the Kinneret than coming down from the other. There were other nachalos that are that lead into it. So Rashi says, above that, batel chashivuso, the misarev b'mayim gedolim. It's connected to other waters. So only south of Yericho is it considered unique, and what l'maynaf gamina, we'll see in a second. But that's how Rashi interprets Rabbi Yochanan, that Yardin is only Mibes Yericho and below. Tosfos does not like this. He says you look up above, it's even it's individual. It's an individual Yardin even above that. So Tosfos goes through some of the geography and the topography. And Tosfos says at the end, the last line of Tosfos, all the way at the bottom, Manir Lafari, Tosfos says, no, it's the Yardin up above too. But the Yardin is only considered a Gvul from that point on down. Right? It might be called the Yardin up above, but it's only called the Gvul from that point down. So we'll go with Rashi's shot for now. So Rashi says it's only called Yardin from Yericho down. Others suggest, I saw maybe this isn't the Yericho that we know of, maybe it's some other more northern towns that are called Beis Yericho, not our Yericho. Okay, Lamai Hilchasa, what's the difference? What is it called? So Ilema Lenoder, if it's about you make a neder, they're not going to get Hanah from the Yardin. So Lachachar Lashem Bnei Adam. What do you mean? We know from the Yisrael, from Maseches Nedarim. By Nedarim, you always go by Lashem Bnei Adam. What do people mean? You don't go by halachic definitions. What do people mean? Like the Mishnah is saying Nedarim, if somebody makes a neder from Arelim, he's Mutter Barle Yisrael. Because people don't mean that. That's not an RL. Whatever you go by, what people mean. So the kalecha de karle yardin itzolei, and whoever calls it a yardin is going to be usher. Ella lemeiser behema. So it must be for meiser behema. That's the importance of knowing whether it's called a yardin or not in terms of Rabbi Meir Shita about being mafsik yardin. Tani nami hachi. The brisa also says yardin yotze mimaras pamyas The Yadin goes out from the Pamyas, kind of sounds like Banyas, right? It goes out from the up north. Umahalech biyamashal Sivchi, ubiyamashal Tveria, and then it mixes in with the Yam of Sivchi, another Yam, and the Yam of Tveria, the Kinneret, ubiyamashal Sidom, Yam of Sidom. I mean, yeah, now it's the Dead Sea, but as we know, we have, you know, it was now a lot of it's dry, going from the Kinneret, going all the way down, but it's clearly used to be, have water running all the way there. So, Yamashal Sidom, Vaholech Benofel Yamagadol, and then it connects to the Yamagadol. That we really don't understand so well, that line. Where does it connect to the Yamagadol? Does it mean underneath, underground? There are some ways that it could underground connect to the Yamagadol. Not exactly sure what that means, because Pashas, we assume, the Yamagadol is the Mediterranean Sea. Others say it means the oceans, but there's no ocean down there. So, but something that it means we don't understand, that it could be something underneath. It could be, again, a lot of the Nachlos that we have, Bizman HaZed, that are dried up, it could be somehow that it connected as it went down south. The Ein Yarden El Mibesirecho Lamata. That's that last line that we while we brought this brisa that Yarden is from Yericho and below. Amar Chibar Abba Amar Biyochan. Lo Manik Reshmo Yarden. Why is it called the Yarden? She Yored Midun. It goes down from Dun. Goes down from a place called Dun. Rashi says Shem Makom, a place called Dun. Amalei Rabbi Abba or Rabbi Ashi, Atun Me'asam Asti Sula. You say that's the reason for Yarden. Anon Me'akom Asti Dun La. We say it's from the following. Vayikru Lo Luleshem Dun B'Shem Dun Aviim. Right? We say no. He called it because of Shevet Dun, not because of a place called Dun, because that was a place that they named after their father. Amar Yitzchak Leshem Zupamius. So Pamyas, which we just said is the source of the Yarden, was called Dun. V'tanya yotze Yarden mimaris Pamyas. So it goes out from there. So it's not a word issue of the name of the place is Dun, but they called it Dun because it was in Shevet Dun, up north. Period. Amar Rav Kahana. Once we're talking about the Yarden. Zachruse de Yardena mimaris Pamyas. The Zachruse, which here context means, it means the source of it. Ikaro shel Yarden, where it started off. Maybe you could say a child's source, makar, is from the male. So that's where the Zachruse of Yardina, from the Yardin, is the Banyas. Hecha de Omar lo shesina mai mimaris Pamyas. If I say I'm not going to drink water, mother makes a nether, I'm not going to drink water from the cave of Pamyas, it's Zile Bekula Yardina. So it's also, he's also in the whole Yardin, because that's the source of it. Zachruse de Damakavda, the source of blood, is in the liver, is the kaved. Kid Rabbi Yitzchak, Damer Rabbi Yitzchak, Kaved Sheni Moach Matavi Beravius. As Rabbi Yitzchak says, a liver that becomes dissolved is Matavi Beravius. Kawaka is considered like Dam. We know Dam is Matami Baohel Beravius. So to the Kaved, because the Kaved is basically all blood. Where else do we see the connection of the Kaved and Dam? So you remember the Gemara we had in Chulin, Daf Kuftes, Yalsa. Yalsa, Rav Nachman's wife, asked him. He said, there's a parallel of Isser and Mutter in the world. Whatever there's us, whatever there is out there that's Usser, called Usser Lan Rachmana Sharlan Kavasei. Usser Lan Dama, Sharilan Kavda. The first line. Right? The Torah says blood is Usser, but liver is Mutter. Nida, just finish it once it's open. Nida, Dam Toar, Chelev Behema, Chelev Chaya, Chazir, Mocha de Shibuta, type of fish that tastes like chazer. Gerusa, Lishna de Kavra. Aishas Ish, right, what's the parallel of Aishas Ish? Gerusha b'chaye baila. A gerusha while her husband's alive. Aishas Ach, Yavama. Kusis, Yafas Toar. You have all of these. So each one of these is important for that sugya, for Yafas Toar, for, right, was Yafas Toar, is it a non-Jewish woman? Or not? That's a machlokas Rishonim. Whether it could be a Rishona with, excuse me, without doing the conversion. So Gemara says, "Beinu lomechal bisur b'chalva." So Yalsa says to Rabbi Yochanan, "I want to have basur b'chalav. What's mutter?" So he says, "Eat the udders, right? Eat the chal, right? That's the basur b'chalav that the closest you're going to get." Anyway, that's what you see on the first one there, the connection between the liver and blood. Next, Zichruse demaya pras, the source of all water in the world is pras, is the Euphrates. If I make a neder from the waters of Pras, I cannot have any water in the world. So, what exactly did he say? So if he said, I'm not going to drink from the waters of Pras, so why should it be also to everything? Just Just the water is a pras. So any other water is different water. El damar lo shasina mimayim da asu mipras. That's what he says. That's why it's problematic. I'm not going to drink from any waters that comes from pras, and that's the source of all water. Da amar Rav Yehuda, amar Rav kol hanaharos lamata mishalosh naharos. All naharos are lower from the three naharos. The three naharos mentioned in Brachos. Rashi quotes Chidekel, Pishon, and Gichon. The gimel naharos lamata mipras, and those three flow from pras. Right, so that is the how the rivers come into effect. Two haaris, maybe more. First of all, that unusual Rambam. Even more unusual, Ravid. The Rambam says, here in Hilchos Nedarim, Tes Yudches, Hanoder min Hamayim Hanimshachim Imayan Ploni, Tony makes a ned there from water that's flowing from a certain Mayan, also Bechol Hanaharos Sheh Yonkos Mimenu. Makes a nether from a mayan, from water that comes from a mayan. He's usher and all the naharos that come from that mayan. Vein sarach lomer hanim shachos afal pishin ishtana shmam. Vein koronos elanar ploni bear ploni. Vein malavanos son l'shema mayan hanador. Hova hui karan usher bakol. If it comes from there, it's usher bakol. Ravid says, ikara daha milsa besof mesachas bachoros. Perak meiser behema. Diarminan l'shema mayan hanader. He says, you know what the source of the Rambam is at the end of Bechoros Daf Nun Hei. Since when is the Ravid interested in giving sources for the Rambam? Ask the Kesem Mishnah. I have no idea what the Ravid is saying here. The Ravid usually screams at the Rambam, limits the Rambam, does something. Says the Kesem Mishnah, Eini yodea ma'ra ha-Ravid luktof kan makom hadin yosumi mikomas acherim. He says, V'yafshar, maybe the Rambam's Lashon is not exactly the Gemara's Lashon. He says it, it's the same Yisod. V'yafshar, Shemabesha, Lashon Rabbeinu, Eino Mamish, Kalashon HaGemara, Ratzel Olamdeinu, Shafal Pikein, Mishamu Nilmad.
That's kind of here is the Asu. Rambam is saying more than that, isn't he?
No, he says, because they all come from there. It says, Hovo, Hi, Yikaran, Asur, Bakol. Hanodermin, Hamayim, Hanimshachin, Mima'ayan, Ploni.
Oh, so he says
that. Right. He says, you know that from water that comes from a certain Mayan? Right, so it's a little tzarachiyat on that, but maybe there's shalom in Nedarim in Tes Yud Ches. Number one. Number two, the Shulchan Aruch. There's a Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, did I bring it? Yeah. Shulchan Aruch says, in Hilchos Brachos, Reish Chav Ches, Al Yamim Unaharos, Harim Ugvaos Umidbaros. Somebody sees rivers and yamim and mountains and gvos and midbaros. Omer, Baruch Hashem Alkein Nachalam, Osem Aseh Breishis. You make an Osem Aseh Breishis. Falayam Agadol Vehu Hayam Sheovrim Bo LeEretz Yisrael Ulu Mitzrayim. Omer, Baruch Hashem Alkein Nachalam, Oseh Hayam Agadol. Right, that's the Shulchan Aruch. Mishnah Berurah, quoting the Eliyahu Rabbah. One second. V'shivcho shel makomu, k'shanu makirin hayom davar shanu yodim shel makom bra'o misheshes yimei breishis, v'adayin hu kayam. When we see something and we're like, wow, that is from Maisa Breishis, so we praise Hashem. V'ein shayach levarech aleim shekocho v'rasa male olam. You only say male olam, how do you remember what male olam, thunder, lightning? Because male olam is something that's not in one specific spot. It fills the whole world. Like thunder. Thunder is not in one spot. You hear thunder, it's all over. Lightning is in one spot, if you'd be able to see it. That's why you say Osem Aseh Breishis. But thunder is all over. You can't pinpoint it. And that's why you don't say Kovars Vali Olam on items that are in one spot. V'hu Hayam Sha'over, the Mishnah Berurah then adds and says, many Achronim argue on the Machaber, the Sfir Lehu Dedavka Yom Okeanis, Shehu Hayam Agadol Shebechol Hayamim. They know about the specific. Shemakev es kol ha'olam. Alav kavu abracha b'fnei atzma b'fnei galo. Aval ha'yam she'ovrim bol la'eret Yisrael lo nikra lin yizeh yam ha'gadol u'mavarachan alav kamo shar yamim. Make an osem aseh breishis. Okay, this is all what bracha you're supposed to make. We'll get to the lamais in a second. But then the Shulchan Aruch adds, lo al kol ha'naharos mavarach. Ela al arba naharos dechsivi b'kra. Chidekel u'pras. As long as it wasn't not a man-made tributary now, but it's as it always was. That's when you do it, because if not, it's not Maisa Breishis, not Osa Maisa Breishis. This is what the Shulchan Aruch says. So why don't many of us follow this Bezman Hazeh? So the Poskim say, the Piskei Tshuvos quotes, and others, that you only make this bracha if one is awed by it, and one is in shock by it, and they're not used to seeing these types of items. Devarim elu amenuyim b'simin zeh, shem devarim hakvuim b'kayamim tamid, niskan habracha aleim dafka kshadim mispael, mimarisam machmas I regiluso lirusam. If we always driving by the water, like, oh yeah, you see the yam? We're used to it. We're not mispile from it. V'lachein, mi shagar samuch lahem asher be'efsharuso lozunin av mehem b'chaleisha yirtze afa bisha avar shloshim yom v'lo ra'osam ein mevarech aleihem. Right? If you're so awed by it, you'd go see it. And if you don't go see it, all right, then you're used to it. And you're not so excited about it. So therefore, you wouldn't make a bracha for sure not with Shemu Malchus. So that's why the minhag ha'olam is not to make these or many other brachas in these simanim Shulchan Aruch with Shemu Malchus. Again, if there's something that you travel to, I don't know, you go to the Grand Canyon, you go somewhere that it is a real Maisa Bereshit L'chor, then you wouldn't make you would be able to say Osem Maisa Bereshit. That's something you are awed by. But maybe somebody who lives near there and they don't go see it every day, so then it wouldn't be you wouldn't have to be mechuyev. Who says this? Pesukei Shuvos is quoting Rav Shlomo Zalman. We've mentioned this in a totally different context. Rav Shlomo Zalman in Halicha Shlomo says this. If somebody lives near the Yam, even if they don't see it for 30 days, you don't make the bracha. What does this have to do with? Rav Shlomo Zalman says, Tearing Kriya in Yerushalayim. He says, why is it that so many people don't seem to follow the halachas before Shin Shulchan Aruch? Shulchan Aruch says, you have to tear Kriya whenever we see the Harabayas, and we don't see it for 30 days. So, first of all, there are those that do tear Kriya. But Rav Shlomo Zalman is Malami Tzchus on many in Klal Yisrael who don't tear Kriya, even if they go by it on a time when you're supposed to tear Kriya, because if you happen to live, he says Yerushalayim, but L'chor would apply even outside of Yerushalayim. If you happen to live in a place where you could always go see the Kotel, always go see Arbayis, and you don't, haraya, that you're not murgash by it. And this, just like the other brachos, which Shlomo Zalman assumes, part of the chi of Kriya is the feeling of churban, the feeling of a desolation. Ulatima minagomar, this is in the footnotes in Halicha Shlomo. De kol shadar ba'osa ha'ir, v'gam yachol ba'kal lavo l'sham, v'yafo pikein lo ba, nikar she'eno margish karo yisar ha'churban. U'mishem kacha minag she'eno kareya. You have to feel it. U'pam amar l'shom ba'terach tochacha. And he said one time, told somebody, rebuke, Hadar b'Yerushalayim, v'lo ha'yalam ed yom b'kosel ma'aravi, al dover ze atzmo roi loy l'kroa bigdo. Right? You should be tear Kriya that you didn't go for the past 30 days. And other times he had a different formulation. Adam kaze eno ro'oi l'kroa al ha'migdash. Ki eich lo yasim al libo l'his onin al ha'golos ha'chur ben Yerushalayim. V'horeh pam l'shoel, hadar b'shkunas b'yis v'gan. V'noag l'kroa b'chol pam b'nei shechashev sh'aminog she'in karam hu b'toz, she'yakpil le'le b'chol lam ed yom. Right, go every 30 days. Go, so you don't come to a suffix. That's Rosh Shlomo Zalman. They say Rosh Shlomo Zalman was makbet to go. He never went with 30 days without it. Never went 30 days without seeing Harabais. Okay, that is Shlomo Zalman. That relates to the Yamim. So it's what happens if you see something through an airplane window? You see the Alps. You see something from an airplane. See, it's Chuvas here about whether you make a bracha on them with Shemim Malchus without. You only see them from a bird's eye view, not a regular view. Anyway. That is discussed there. So we continue. Says the Gemara, v'ha'ika, last word, v'ha'ika, einasa demidalyin. There are certain springs that are higher in level from the na'pras. How can you say that the na'pras feeds into these springs? They're higher. They're raised. Amr, that's also difficult, how we said before, how the Yam HaMelech might lead into the Yam HaGadol, right? Isn't that the lowest point on earth? So that is also a problem, but maybe underground somehow it got there. So Einasa de Medallion, Amr Bisharshi, Hanu Sulame de Prasninu. These are the ladders of Pras. Right, some of Rashi says, Makalchen tachas akarka va'olibarim kamo sulam. Yeah, they get up somehow. Sometimes water could flow even over some areas and go to a place that is even higher. I v'haksiv v'hanar haravi hu pras. It says the fourth river is pras. So it doesn't sound like it's any different than the other three, right? Only the four. I'm Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak v'tema Rav Acha bar Yaakov hu pras de meikara. No, the earlier pasuk had said nahar yotze me'eden. So that nahar is pras. V'hanahar. Right, that night that we're talking about before is pras, and the other three also come from it. Period. Tanya, Rabbi Meir Omer, Yuval Shmo, Shenemar Bayeke Chosel Almayim, V'al Yuval Yishalech Sharashav. Rabbi Meir says, really, the pras is called Yuval, based on this pasuk. V'lom Enikrashba Pras, Shemeimav Parim V'ravim. Why is it called pras? Because its waters are Parim V'ravim. It overflows. Period. Messiah le l'Shmuel. This proves like Shmuel. De Amar Shmuel Nahara mikefe mivrach. Shmuel says a river's main source comes from underground springs. That's where the main source comes from. Mikefe Mivrach. That's what Shmuel holds. And that's what you see from here, that it comes from Mema Parvarovit. It comes from itself. Upligid the Rav. Dam Rav Ami Omar Rav. And it argues on Rav, because Rav says, Mitra Bimarva Sadar Abapras. You know how it's, when you're sitting in Golis, you know how it's raining a lot in Eretz Yisrael? You see the overflowing banks of the Pras, so you know, it must be raining a lot in Eretz Yisrael. So you see, according to Rav, most of the water is coming from the rain and not from underground, not like Shmuel says, Mikefe Mivrach. Mikefe Mivrach. Discussion here in Rashi and Tosfos about the pras reeling above. Rashi says that the pras Yorid goes down from Eretz Yisrael, and all the rains from Eretz Yisrael goes down into Bavel. Right, Rashi, the big Tosfos here, Mitra, Mikan Mashma, the pras holech in Eretz Yisrael Bavel. Right, it goes down from there. What should we do? Should we do the next five lines, or should we first talk about where Gan Eden is? Right, so you know what? Let's first do the Gemara here, and then maybe tomorrow we'll start off with where is Gan Eden. I'm going to see this Tosfos. And the east of the world, the west of the world, maybe we'll start with that tomorrow. But first, let's get up to the Mishnah. The father of Shmuel used to build for his daughters mikvahs in Nisan. And in Tishrei, he just let them go to the mikvah in the Euphrates, in the Prat, and he just gave them mafsi, mats, so their feet wouldn't be in the mud. Mikveh b'yom Nisan. In Nisan, he built them separate mikvahs. Why? Because that was after the rainy season. So the problem is, there's a lot of rainwater in here. So over look at Rav, because the father of Shmuel must have all like Rav, not like his son. The Amar of Ami Amar Rav, Mitra b'marva sadar Rav pras. And therefore, what's the problem? If most of this is rainwater, Shemayir munotfin ala zochlin, the rainwater will be rove over the zochlin, what flows, the havilu Megeshamim Ruba, Megeshamim will be rove. And therefore, what's the problem? We know there are two bodies of water, sources of water, that a woman can go to the mikveh in, or a man. And that is rainwater, but rainwater has to be stagnant. It has to be mikvah, literally. It has to be collected. Yikavu hamayim. The other choice is it has to be moving, zochlin, like a river. But if you have rainwater that's moving, that's not good enough. You can't use that. That's why Abu Dishwa was worried that in Nisan, which is right after the rainy season, most of the water in here is going to be rainwater, which has to be stagnant, but it's moving in the pras, in the nar pras. That's why he didn't let them go into the pras in Nisan. But umafsi biyomei Tishrei, right after the dry season, we can assume most of this is not rainwater. Most of it is water from Mikefe Mizbarech, and therefore he just gave them mats so that they wouldn't get their feet stuck in mud and it wouldn't be a chatzitza. They gave them mats to stand on. Upliga didea didei. Just by the way, it's a problem because we have another a statement of Shmuel where Shmuel seems to agree to Rav. Dharma Shmuel in Mayim Nitarim Bezochlin Ela Pras Biyomi Tishrei. You can only use water from the Nar Pras during Tishrei, which sounds like he's also worried in the Nisan season, like Rav was. And this is Shmuel talking. So this is the issue of Nar Pras. So tomorrow we'll start with the discussion of Gan Eden. Other sources relate, is Gan Eden someplace in Olam Hazeh? Is it on this earth? Maybe we'll continue there and talk about Tosfos a little more as well. Okay, we'll stop here. And we're into the last week of Maseches Bechoros.